Dancing on the Graves of Gaza. This was the slogan of a pro-Palestine protest in London that was held outside a theatre hosting an Israeli dance company. The Israeli dance group Bat Shiva were invited to perform for 3 days to promote Israeli culture. Protesters believe Israeli companies funded directly by the Israeli government shouldn't be allowed a platform to sponsor a regime that has committed numerous war crimes. The Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions movement have staged many protests over the years, campaigning against Israeli companies. Turnout at this protest was higher than usual because of the events in Gaza. Protesters feel that more and more people are waking up to the atrocities committed by Israel.
I started getting involved 3 years ago, and that was when I came to Islam. When I came to Islam, I started knowing more about injustices around the world. And after that, I haven't looked back, and you know, Palestine has been a cause that I've really tried to push forward and get more people to know about it.
And across the city, a separate protest was staged to raise more awareness of the latest onslaught on Gaza. Dozens of activists stage a sit-in to protest against British company G4S and their links with Israel.
We're trying to raise awareness of the fact that Israel's only able to commit these crimes because of the actions of companies like G4S. We're trying to pressure G4S to end its support for Israeli apartheid. And we're also making a call to the government to stop awarding contracts to companies like G4S.
Experts have shown how Israel relies on public relations to improve their image to the outside world. Cultural events like the one hosted today also serves a purpose in Israel's campaign against the Palestinians. Protesters here believe that the Israeli government are using cultural events like this one in order to improve their image and hide the crimes they've committed. Protesters here will not stop their vigils and demonstrations until justice is given to the Palestinian people. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.